a wide range of topics, an even wider range of views. Talk About on Radio Kerry.
Now let's move on, because it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month this month, and you'll be hearing and seeing a lot of campaigns about breast cancer. But while we've had breast screening in this country for many, many years, and it has detected a lot of early breast cancers and saved a lot of lives, is it time to perhaps move on and introduce screening for other types of cancer? Well, Ireland South MEP Deirdre Clun believes that it is, and she joins me on the line now. Deirdre, welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Deirdre.
What other types of cancer would you like to see screening being brought in for?
Well, the ones that have happened to come out with all the research we would need would be for lung cancer, prostate cancer, and then some screening for gastric cancer. So those three, and I think the Irish Cancer Society probably would agree with that as well, have come forward from a commission proposal, the European Commission proposal last week, on what should we do with cancer screening, because it is effective, as you said, and they wanted to see all member states look at recommendations that would extend cancer screening to those three cancers as well, as well as maybe extend or increasing the scope of the others, like breast cancer is now for screening from 45. They wanted to be from 45 to 74 years. It's now 50 to 69. So all these recommendations are not just top of the head. They're based on
science and medical
and recommendations.
Yeah.
And medical recommendations, yeah.
Of course, we do have cervical screening in this country, and we also have bowel screening. I think you have to be over 60 before you're automatically bowel screened.
That's right, yeah. It's at the moment, I think it's 60 to 69. Yeah, 60 to 69 is the age in Ireland. And actually, what the Commission's recommendation as well includes maybe broadening that to 50 to 74 years.
Let's look at lung cancer for a moment, because I know lung cancer is one of the biggest killers, one of the most common cancers in Ireland. How would that work? Would you be recommending that at a certain age you automatically are called for some kind of an X-ray of your lungs, for example?
Yeah, testing really would be in the age of 50 to 75 is what the recommendation is. I mean, that's the start. It's probably seen as the most effective in those areas. And all these recommendations are coming from the European Commission at the moment. They have presented a number of areas to beat cancer, because it's one of the biggest killers in Europe. 2.7 million people in 2020 estimated to have cancer, and one in two of us will develop cancer in our lifetime. So it's a serious issue, and only half of all cancer patients, they say, survive. So it's not just an Irish issue, but it's in Europe, it's quite a serious issue, and there's lots of areas we can look at. Prevention and screening is one of them. That's something that's within our hands and we can do very easily. So there have been recommendations before 2003, which I would think our screening programs came from, and now they have proposed a new set of recommendations and to expand it to lung cancer, say prostate, and gastric stomach cancer screening.
How close are we to bringing those types of screening in, Deirdre? Because I would imagine it would be very costly, and we're always hearing that there's never enough money to go around in the health service.
No, I know. Well, they have put targets in place. Well, number one, they want they have targets for 2025, which is only 3 years away now, to get to 90% of the people, 90% of the population would have breast cancer, cervical, and indeed the colonoscopy, those type of treatments, those type of screening. And then they have put targets, they're looking for the council, that would be the member states, to come forward now and just say, when can they do this lung cancer, prostate and the gastric, because these actually do work and they do save lives. So that'll be the next thing, to put actual structures in place on this and make sure that we put targets, implementable targets in place. Because and that they would be available. This is, as I say, European, but I want everybody in Europe to have it. Not just because of your address that you don't have better treatment or better access to cancer care or cancer prevention, means just because of where you live. So this is to have an EU-wide approach to this.
You may not know this, Deirdre, and it's fine if you don't, but the rates of people who come forward for the types of screening that are already there, like cervical and bowel and breast, does a relatively high percentage of people who are eligible for it, who are called for it, actually come forward?
I haven't heard up to date figures, but I did hear before that some people don't come forward for presenting with breast cancer. There certainly is, that's relatively high. With the cervical cancer, no, it's not. And I suppose maybe would there have been a little bit of there would have been confidence, we would have lost confidence in that system. But I think that they're very conscious of it. The screening program in Ireland, building up that confidence. But that's coming back, and I think post COVID too. I know post COVID a lot of these screening programs would have been behind, but they have done a lot to catch up and providing additional units and just additional screening to catch up. And they're at that point now where they have caught up. So no, the women, I would say that is definitely the case, that there isn't as much with the cervical screening as there could be. But and, you know, but people get a letter and they get a reminder of them, so the communication is very good. But we need certainly more. We need to have 90% take up is the ideal, because then you really have, you have an effective screening program.
So best case scenario, you think within the next 2 years or so we could see screening for other types, yes, of cancer, as you mentioned.
Yes. So, yeah, and this will be a matter for the Irish government now to look at it, because as you know, healthcare is always a matter for the member states or for the members of the countries themselves. But this is a, I mean, I think we've certainly demonstrated in COVID that we can do an awful lot with healthcare, with the vaccine and buying vaccines on behalf of all the countries and distributing them that way, setting guidelines in place at a European level that was replicated throughout the European Union. That's important. So this is another area where they want to bring more Europe effect, if you like, whilst at the same time respecting that, you know, national governments make up their own decision. But there's also financial support for this. Money has been committed under health programmes. There's a research programme that there's funding available for. And and there's also funding for areas that are particularly difficult in terms of access. So there is funding there, but there's also the expertise and the knowledge that this will actually work and it'll save. It's invest today, you save money down the line, as well as, of course, saving lives and preventing people being sick or having dreadful sicknesses and the impact that will have on their family.
Exactly, and
That's it. When we hear, yeah, exactly, it's about the family and the carers, and it's about the individual, of course, but there's more than just one individual. There's all those that surround them in their support circle.
Exactly. So I suppose just on a final note, just to remind people, if you are called for screening, show up, because it might save your life.
And there's many people who would attest to that and have been very strong and forceful in that, saying please take your screening opportunity. It's not going to cure cancer, but it'll detect it at a very early stage and will certainly save your life.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's an interesting proposition, and it'll be more interesting to see when it comes on stream and what the take up will be on it. Deirdre, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. And that is Ireland South MEP Deirdre Clune there. She believes the government should start considering screening for three different new cancer screening programmes, and that namely lung, prostate and gastric cancer. We already screen, as you know, for breast and cervical and colon cancer. So it would be, or bowel rather, I beg your pardon, bowel cancer. So it would be interesting to see what happens down the line. It certainly sounds promising. A texter says, how would I get in touch with screening? I turned 50 this year. I'm assuming that person is talking about breast screening. Well, I can tell you that you will automatically be called, but it mightn't happen immediately. I recall when I turned 50, I thought I'd get a letter in the post the day after, but it took the best part of a year before I was called. So it does take time, but once you are on the radar, once you have a PPS number, once you're registered as a citizen of the Irish state, you will automatically be called. And if you're not, I presume there would be some person or somebody that you can contact. The important thing is that stay on top of it, I guess, to of all screening that you're called for.